I were taught last Thursday on Matthew 28, and let's begin with, I'd like to just read, we've covered 4 and 5, starting with, rather 5 and 6, we started with verse 7 tonight, but let's read 5, 6, and 7, just to get a background of it. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not, for ye know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you unto Galilee. There shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. Right, this is a picture of the resurrection, about the resurrection of our Savior. Who told these women about his resurrection in verse number 5? Who told these women what had happened? The angel, right? The angel talked to the women. He said, fear not. He knew that they seek Jesus whom was crucified. What was the testimony of the angel in verse 6 as far as the bodily resurrection of Christ? Where were the women at this time?
They were at the tomb.
At the tomb, all right? And what did the angel say about the Savior in verse 6?
He's not here.
Not here. Where did he go?
He was risen.
He's risen. But as he said, that was prophesied, isn't it? He said that many times, 3 or 4 times in Matthew alone, behold, I go in 3 days, be crucified, 3 days I'll rise again. So this is very important. So then, starting with verse 7 tonight, we begin. What did the angel say that these two women were to do? Two, three women. What were they to do in verse 7? The fire keeps going on and off, doesn't it?
Though? Yeah, that's this thing here, I don't know what it is.
And, all right.
It's coming up blank on the screen, too. So
yeah. I can see from here.
What's that?
Is it plugged in? Is it plugged in the back?
Well, it's getting power because there's some light here.
But as far as the other cord, the S video cable in the back, on the side?
Plugged in.
All right, so what did the angel say in verse number 7 to these women? What did he say?
He's risen.
Yes, but in verse 7.
Sorry.
What did he say in verse 7?
Go quickly.
Go quickly. Now, why did they say quickly? Why did the angel want them to go quickly?
Because it was very good news.
Very good news. Dan, you got something
in? Yeah, this is a prayer request we could do at the end. I guess I'll see it. And there's another one, too, where you play for Young, and here's one from Wendy. From Wendy, thank you.
Okay.
You pray for my brother, Drew. He is in the hospital with breathing problems. He was just moved from ICU and for his salvation.
That's Wendy's brother?
Wendy's brother, yeah.
Okay.
And also, remember, we should pray for Young. But that's we can do that at the close. But we have to just hear.
You can take that at the close, we would then. All right, go quickly. Good news, as Anna said. What are they going to do when they go? Who are they supposed to tell? In verse 7.
The disciples.
So why do you think they were to tell the disciples especially?
Because they would be the first that would want to know.
Okay, they should want to know.
Some of the first.
Some of the first, they want to know, and that's what the Lord told his disciples. He's going to be crucified, he's going to raise again the third day, as he promised. And what message were they to tell these disciples in verse 7? What was the message?
He is risen.
Yeah.
Risen from the dead. That means bodily, doesn't it? Now, what else do they say that these women are to do? Go quickly.
Certainly, yes.
And what do they say about the Lord Jesus and his schedule of events after his bodily resurrection?
They're going to meet them in Galilee.
Meet them in Galilee. So, how many miles roughly is it from Jerusalem to Galilee?
I'm not sure. Can you tell by the map?
Well, about 50 or 60 miles. About 50 or 60 miles.
Okay.
A long way. It's quite a hike.
Is that about 4 days journey?
Well, maybe they go 15, 20 miles a day. That would be at least two days, maybe 2 or 3. So he wanted to go to Galilee. And then what are they going to do when they get there? What's going to happen in verse 7 when they go to Galilee?
We shall see him.
Now, can you see a spirit No, it's a bodily resurrection, so they can see the Lord Jesus at bodily raised, glorified body, that they can see him. And then, what did the angel want to them to remember about his message in verse 7? What do you want them to remember, these women? Questions at bftbc.org or 856-261-9018. Can't be located. Yeah. Well, I've told you. In other words, you want to remind them it was the angelic message from heaven that this was the case that's going to happen. Now let's read verse number 8, 9, and 10 together. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go to Galilee, and there they shall see me. All right, verse number 8. What did the women do? Did they respond? And obey the angel's message? Yes. It says they departed quickly, did they? From the supper. Now, what two emotions did they have when they departed?
Fear.
Fear was one.
And great joy.
Great joy was the other. Why is the fear? Why was the great joy, do you think?
Well, they were probably just fear because of the great miracle that had happened.
All right.
And so they were, they were fearing God.
Mm-hmm. And of course, as it says earlier, when they saw the angel,
they feared.
They were feared also.
Mm-hmm.
What about the joy? What's the basis of that?
Because of the resurrection.
By the resurrection. So great joy, fear, and great joy. And what timing did they have when they went to see the disciples? What was their schedule? How did they go?
They ran.
What did the angel tell them to do?
Go quickly.
And they obeyed. They ran again to bring the disciples' word. Again, that was very important that the disciples know where the Lord Jesus was. There's just the 11 left. Just the 11. Judas was hanging himself. And then verse 9, and then they did go. Who did they go to first?
To the disciples.
To the disciples, exactly as the angel had told them. And who met them there?
The Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Now, they went to the tomb, and they went to Galilee, 50 miles, took a long time. Why did they go that way? Did they expect to see the Lord Jesus there, or did they not?
They must have expected
it. I mean, would you go 50 miles, and you don't even know who's going to be there? See, they believed the angel was telling the truth, and Jesus met them. Now, they saw him, and they saw that he was bodily raised. But how people could just say a spiritual resurrection, beyond me, Scripture's very clear, isn't it? Not here, his body's not there. We'll see a little later in this chapter the lie that the elders and chief priests were told to tell, which was not true. And so in verse 8, they went to tell his disciples, verse 9, and Jesus met them. What did he say to them? What does that mean? That's just a greeting that they have in general. And what did they do when he said, oh, here?
They fell at his feet.
That's right, came, held him at his feet. And what else?
They worshipped him.
Now, they knew that he was a risen Savior. Should we worship just human beings? Never. But he was God the Son and the Son of God, perfect God, perfect man. Now, held him by his feet. Held him by his feet. Thanks, man. You fixed it all up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, remember in John, when one of the Marys came to the sepulcher, she wanted to touch him. Touch me not. I met the sons of my Father, my God, your God. I believe at that point, that was right immediately after the resurrection. He was going to heaven to put his blood upon the mercy seat of heaven. But here, they went 50 more miles. It was all that he'd accomplished that task. Now they could hold him and touch his feet. That's not a contradiction. It's a matter of time that's different. So this is why what they did. And worshipped him rightfully. We should worship him as well. Worship the Lord Jesus Christ. 8, 9. Then, at verse number 10, we read 10, didn't we?
No.
We haven't read 10?
I don't think so.
Let's see, 7, 8, 9. Oh, 8, 9.
I think that was enough. 9.
All right, let's read verse number 10, 11, and 12 together. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came unto the city, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, Hail had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers. All right, so verse 10. They were afraid. What did the Lord Jesus tell them in verse 10, these women?
Not to be afraid.
Don't be afraid. Be not. But what are they supposed to do now? In verse 10? Again repeated?
Go.
Go? To do what?
Tell.
Tell the brethren, just like the angel said they should do. What were they to tell the brethren?
To go.
Tell them?
To go. To go to Galilee.
Yeah, but they were telling that they were to go to Galilee. And then what would happen when they went?
They would see.
They would see the Lord Jesus Christ in Galilee, 50 or 60 miles north, by the Sea of Galilee. They would see the Lord Jesus. And then in verse 11, when they were going, where were they going? Where were they
Galilee.
Going? Galilee. How many miles roughly?
50.
50 or 60. All right. And what happened as they were going?
Well, is that where they were going?
Well,
they were going to see the disciples first, maybe.
Tell the disciples they're going to Galilee. So they had to see the disciples first. I assume that they probably told the disciples, and then after they told them, maybe they went also to Galilee.
And the disciples stuck around for a while. I don't think they're going to Galilee yet.
Well, no, but they probably were, go tell thy brethren in verse 10. And as they were going to tell the brethren, and I'm sure that while some of the watch came to the city, maybe the ladies went to tell the brethren while the watch came. I mean, they went immediately, I suppose. So we don't know whether the brethren were told or whether they weren't told, but eventually the brethren were to go to Galilee, and these ladies probably would go as well. But while they were going to tell the disciples of Mary, what happened in verse 11?
Some of the guards came.
The guards.
I guess the ones at the tomb, huh?
Yeah, the tomb, all right. There's the tomb. And where did they go?
To the chief priests.
And they went into the city. Now,
that was who hired them.
The tomb was outside. Went to the ones that hired them. Remember, Pilate said, you have a watch. You have people. You guard the tomb. So they were there, probably some of the soldiers as well. Yes, hello. Carol from...
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
It just struck me that in Matthew, and I don't know the exact chapter, I think it's chapter, but anyway, just before they went up to Jerusalem to the crucifixions, they were up in the area of Galilee, and Jesus told the disciples exactly what was going to happen, that he was going to be beaten and smitten and crucified, and that he would be raised again the third day. But the next verse says, and they understood none of these things. Now, that was up around the area of Galilee. Now, after his resurrection, he tells the women to tell the brethren, to tell the disciples, to go to Galilee, and that's where he's going to meet them, as he did. They went up to Galilee, and they met with the risen Lord for the first time. Now, I think that's sort of interesting. I don't know whether it's a significance or not, but it's an observation.
Okay, thanks, Dick. Appreciate that. Way to Dick Carroll over here and in Cherry Hill. It's from Cherry Hill, Dick. So,
Audubon.
All right, so Galilee was announced, and the disciples knew nothing of it, didn't understand it as well that he told them that. I'm sure that the elders said, we're not going to send the soldiers necessarily, but you have a watch. You keep you Jews. And so they were there, but also I'm sure the Roman guards were there as well. So probably the watch for the Roman soldiers, it could be part of the Jews as well. Yeah.
So we had the women leaving because they saw the angel, and these guards that had fallen over apparently got up and went
running to tell the chief priest what
yes.
had happened.
Yes.
So.
That's right. The watch went, and these guys. So they came into the city. Now, the tomb was outside the city walls. That's where the dead were buried. And what did they do when they came into the city, these people that were the guards? Where did they go to? What group did they go to in the city? In verse number 11.
Priests.
Chief priests. These were in charge of the religious life of the times. And what did they do when they got to the chief priests?
They told them everything.
Told them everything was done. The whole thing. And I wonder if they told the truth at that time.
Probably.
I suppose they did.
They probably did.
They probably did. But then in verse 12, did we read 12? I think we did, right? Then when they were assembled with the elders, who are these elders?
Chief priests,
the ones who are the leaders of the Jewish faith. Were they faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, these mm-hmm. elders? No, they're the ones that cried out, let him be crucified.
Were the elders one from each tribe, though?
Possibly.
So they may have been a different group than the chief priests?
Well, that's possibly. But they were the ruling class. I'm not sure whether at that time they were the same as before, but they were at the gate. I think there were people at the gate that ruled, the ones that are in charge of the secular things there at that time. And they sent with the elders. Now, what's this next verse? The next part. And had taken counsel. What does that mean? Chief priests and elders had taken counsel.
Kind of advice.
They wanted to really make a plot. They had to have a story. It was a false story, a lying story, but they took counsel. In other words, they weighed, what should we do? What should we do? It's a real mess. Took counsel, and then what did they do in verse 12 after they'd taken counsel?
Discussed. They bribed them.
Bribed them. Just a little bribe?
Big one.
Big one. Large sum. Large money under the soldiers. So these soldiers, why did they give this money to the soldiers?
Keep them quiet.
Keep them quiet. To lie, to carry on. Do we find bribery works even today?
Yes.
Yes, there are people bribed all the time. Judges all the time, many times as well, unfortunately. And sometimes preachers are bribed. Big money people. If they tell the preacher, if you don't do this, we're not going to give you money. Bribery is there. Well, let's read verse number 13, 14, and 15 together, saying,
Say
ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. All right, so the story was in verse 13. What was the story that they were to tell these soldiers?
We didn't do our jobs.
We didn't do our jobs, that number one. What else?
We
fell asleep. That was not good. And after they fell asleep, what did they see?
The disciples came
and
stole the
box. And see the disciples come and stole the box.
Doesn't make any sense.
Maybe they really had a batch of bad food and... We're dreaming.
But it's obviously a falsehood. It's obviously contradictory. Absolutely. It doesn't hold water at all.
Well, if they were asleep, they should have been slain. I mean, according to the...
That's true.
The way the Romans...
That's right. They lost their prisoner. They should have been slain. That's right. Like the Philippian jailer. He fell down and wanted to die. Call him, but do thyself no harm.
We're all here.
Pardon me?
For we are all here.
That's right. We're all here. All the prisoners. Nobody fled. And then he can't. And so they took the money, and the Israelites were taught, and they said that they came and while we slept, they got the money. Did we read beyond 13, or did we stop there?
We read through 15.
Through 15, all right. And what was the pledge of the governor? Who's the governor, by the way? Who's the governor?
Probably Pilate,
that's right. Come to Pilate, what will they promise? What do these chief priests promise these soldiers that they Pilate hears about?
We'll make sure he doesn't kill you.
Okay, we'll secure you, we'll keep you, we'll persuade him. We'll persuade him to believe this lie that you've told. And then in verse 15, what did the soldiers do then?
They took the money.
Took the money. Now, if they were honest soldiers, they wouldn't take the money. They stand up and say, no, I'm not going to lie for you. but they just took them. A lot of people the same way, they had to take stand on things. And then they did as they were taught. What were they taught?
To lie.
To lie and to say that while we slept, they came.
They say
settled.
That we were incompetent.
We were incompetent, absolutely. So what does it mean, this saying?
They all slept. That's one of them, or two of them, or three of them, but they all.
All of them.
We all decided to go to sleep.
See, how could they all of a sudden, whole galaxy is in touch?
I wonder how many there were.
Well, I don't know.
If there were two.
Well, there were at least two soldiers, plural, so. But however that were. And so what does it mean? There were this saying is commonly reported until this day. What saying is that?
The disciples came and stole.
The disciples came and stole. So that's the story that's told. We're going to stop right here. We'll take up Lord willing. Dan will be gone next Thursday, but we'll take up and finish this up, Lord willing, next Thursday. Do you have any other comments or questions, though, before we close tonight?
It's interesting about the testimony the soldiers gave to the elders, the council. How the council would have been clearly understood the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
Having the eyewitnesses, the soldiers, to see it or witness it.
Yes.
At least the stone being rolled away.
Right.
I mean, the process of the resurrection happened before the stone was rolled away. Obviously it did, I believe. Mm-hmm. But to see the angel descend and roll the stone away, that would have been something for them to hear
mm-hmm.
firsthand from the soldiers, from the eyewitnesses.
Mm-hmm. And as it says, there was white as snow, and in verse number 5, and fear not. There was a great fear at the time. Well, let's see what we got here. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Mr. Dr. Wade.
Yes, who is this?
This is Jacob.
Jacob, yes, Jacob. Okay, Jacob from Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go right ahead, Jacob.
All right. I just noticed something. They said that while they slept, the body was stolen. But if they were asleep, how could they testify that
exactly.
The body was stolen?
Exactly.
They could not witness
that they
were asleep.
Exactly right. Very nice story. Okay, thanks a lot for that comment. Lord bless you. That's Wade to Jacob from Texas, way over in Texas. Okay, Jacob Felicia, that's the name. Jacob Felicia, we put him on the email list, and he called me today also. Any other comments or questions before we close up, huh?
This is not sort of prayer requests. We have three prayer requests.
Yeah, three prayer requests. Go ahead. Dan's going to lead us in prayer.
This is from Wendy.
All right.
Oh, we have that one.
We got that
one? Did she say it? Do you want to do it? Would you pray for my brother Drew,
sure.
He's in the hospital with breathing problems? He was just moved from ICU for salvation. I didn't look at my thing until right now.
So, Dan, would you pray for that, and also the other two requests I believe that you have?
The same as we need.
Sounds pretty serious. For wisdom. I just saw it right now.
Right.
Okay.
And that's the reason prayer for we close.
Father, thank you that you do care for us, care for our family that are sick and in need of health. And please be especially with Drew as he's there at the hospital. Demonstrate to him his need for salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I show to him that he cannot have definite assurances of how long that will give him to be on this earth. But please convict him of his need of salvation, give him the health he needs, both spiritual health and also physical health. Open his eyes to the truth. We also ask that we give Young the understanding that she needs and wisdom. Allow her not to be confused by these churches that she has been attending. We ask that she would look into the Word of God, rely upon thee for direction in her life and guidance. Give her protection as she lives in her apartment. Please remove any fears that she may have and prevent anyone who we want to do her harm from doing her harm. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right. Thanks very much.
Did Jan call in?